Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Ro's free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply, and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. As you're headed out the door this morning, the Beltway looks good, inner loop and the outer loop, and the tunnel's running smoothly. Southbound 895 looks good through the Harbor Tunnel. Southbound 95, no problems through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZFM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Sunday afternoon at the yard, another frustrating loss for the O's.
Here's the 0-2. There will be no balls tonight. A 7-pitch, 7-strike inning, and the Red Sox under interim manager Chad Tracy and with a gutted staff beat the Orioles 5-3 in this rubber game.
The final call from Kevin Brown on Madison. Samuel Basayo strikes out to end it as Boston beats Baltimore 5-3, taking the three-game set. Bird starter Kyle Bradish with another up-and-down performance. He'd give up 3 earned runs in 5 innings of work, but also walk 4, with his record falling to 1-3 on the season. The Baltimore offense didn't do much to support Bradish as they struggled against Boston starter Connelly Early. Early would pitch 6 2/3 before hit ball, giving up just a pair of earned runs in the form of solo homers from Sam Basayo and Gunnar Henderson. The O's are now 13-15 on the season. They'll lick their wounds today before welcoming the Astros to Baltimore for a 3-game series starting Tuesday evening. I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens Terps, and you're home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Rob, Jeremy, Ed, and Joe, the Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
In the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Get your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day with your boys on this manic Monday. Good morning to you. What's up, Jay?
Yeah, long weekend, NFL draft, some disappointing baseball. Yeah. Ugh, just a lot.
We ran into one another on Saturday.
Yeah, man.
By chance.
It's funny. So I've been going out on the weekends and trying new restaurants, but like you get comfortable with certain spots. And right. I went to Elephant in the Room last Saturday, and I had the Korean short rib tacos,
right,
which were just out of this world. So I got them for a guy that was fixing my hot water heater, and had him try it. And you know, I get my usual, some other stuff to try. Right. Everything's delicious. And then I walk in. And the owner, Jeremy's opening the door. I'm like, hey, man. He goes, look who's here. And I look up and said, man, some bitch. I just, what the hell? Try to come to someplace nice to get something to eat and have to see this. And then I saw Robbie after he got up from the bathroom about 17 times.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it was good seeing you, man. Seriously.
Good seeing you.
Yeah.
I got the elephant stack. That's the short ribs, the
I gotta
mac
that.
And cheese, and the collard greens.
I got the elephant prime burger, which was awesome. And look, my wife and I did Blue Apron for a while. We loved doing that. Like, it was easy with her being a nurse. Like, I could start preparing stuff and I don't have to think about dinner and all that.
Right.
And then we came across one dish that had black garlic in it. Anytime I see black garlic in anything, I'm ordering.
School me, what's black garlic?
It's a different type of garlic that has a different flavor. So, like, that burger had a black garlic aioli.
Okay.
So,
the elephant burger.
Yes.
Okay.
Can't believe we're talking about this as much, but I'll talk about food for 4 hours.
I drive there from Bel Air
mm-hmm.
to get collard greens. One of my favorite, I think collard greens is my favorite vegetable.
Really?
Mm, yeah. If you cook them right. Now, you can screw it up big time. I don't eat everybody's collard greens. No.
Yeah, my wife doesn't make collard greens, but one of her friends at work does, and then they send it home for me.
Oh, yeah, it's good. They make it right, man. If you make it right, there's nothing better.
A little bit of like that vinegar and that bite.
Oh, yes, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When you go, you know what franchise restaurant does collard greens right? Cracker Barrel.
Really?
Go to Cracker Barrel, get some, and then get the vinegar, pepper, and shake it on top of it. Dude, you will be going to Cracker Barrel once a week.
Really?
Yeah, there's one like 4 miles from my house. Sometimes I go just to get the collard greens. That's all I get. Can I get the collard greens? That's all I get.
Before we get up, can I tell you the other thing I love about Elephant in the Room? Since I usually take my food home, right. I grab it and go home. I mean, Saturday was a big day with sports anyway, starting early, as the Orioles played at noon and all that. So they send you home, and they have all these different mini hot sauces that go with it. So you get like a mini Crystal, a mini, what's the other one? Like some are in like little packets, some are in little bottles. I want to keep going back and just stock my drawer up so I have something there.
It's funny that you brought up hot sauce because that's part of my shovel.
Oh, really?
Hot sauce is my shovel. And I'll just leave that be because that's not until 8 o'clock hour. I love that place. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know what's funny? Diego Pavia.
Pavia. We went over
there. Yeah, Diego Pavia. I'm sorry. Pavia.
Somebody's going to call and say I'm saying it wrong, but it's all right.
He was a Heisman Trophy finalist, and he was undrafted. And nobody made a big deal out of that. Why is that? Nobody made it.
Well, it was
known that he had some character issues, but nobody cried for him to get drafted. Why is that?
There's nobody else that falls in line with that. Like a guy that played just okay, that got a ton of hype. And by the way, Pavia played better than just okay. It just turns out he was a big a-hole. If you look at the stuff he did during the draft, did during the Heisman, the stuff during the draft.
But yet we said with Pavia, it was justified that he fell.
Yeah.
But yet, what was it, a year ago that we were up in arms about why Shedeur Sanders fell and he had some same issues?
I'm sorry, Rob, I can't talk about him because when I do, it just means I'm biased.
But I'm sitting back and I'm like, this dude needs to fall because number one, he's 5'10". And wait a minute, Kyler Murray was what?
5'3"?
What's the kid's name from Alabama? Bryce Young was short.
Yeah.
These are guys that both went 1-of-1, am I right?
Yep.
Then Bryce, they went 1-of-1. They had height issues. Pavia, right?
Mm-hmm.
5'10".
Yeah.
5'9", 7'8". No, that's what the combine had him, 5'9" and 7'8".
Yeah,
so
he had some lifts or something.
Pushed to the 5'10".
Tippy toes.
But in today's NFL, you can skirt around that, maybe go in the third round, especially with the numbers that he put up, maybe fourth round. But he had some character issues. He showed up at a nightclub with F Indiana, I think after that winning the Heisman Trophy, and then F was spelled out. And he also was at New Mexico State, trespassed on the property of New Mexico and peed on the practice field. We knew these things. So that got him out of the draft. He needed to be. Now, I think the guy's talented. I think he's very talented. And to be honest with you, if he grows up and ends up on our practice squad and 2-3 years down the road ends up as your backup quarterback or whatever, I'll be okay with that. The kid has talent. I don't think 5'10 is going to get in his way of being a successful quarterback.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying my point is, nobody complained about him being pushed back and even out of the draft despite his talent. Why? Because his character issues justified all of those things.
Well, I think some of the things, too, when you look at Pavia, it didn't affect the play on the field. Like, we had the game against Stanford where Shedeur Sanders is in the locker room on Instagram posting stuff, and Stanford came back and beat their ass down over 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we've had the incidents of running up to ball boys on other teams and trying to flex on them. And, you know, like, it's just all nonsensical stuff. But, like, the people that go out there and beat that drum of, oh, he was this, he was that, he was okay. And now I understand why people complain more about what happened with Shador. I mean, Diego, did they retire his number?
No, they did not.
See? then there's that.
Heisman Trophy finalist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the kid has some talent. I do. I just don't know if he's Johnny Manziel.
That's who I think he is.
You think he is?
Yeah.
Where he just can't get out of his own way?
I mean, look, he's...
Are you upset with the Ravens inviting him to camp?
No, I don't care. It doesn't cost you anything to kick the tires on it. Like, he ain't coming in, thumping it. Look, dude, you better come and get in line if you want to have a job in this league.
See, that's why I think he's in the perfect situation. Dude, you're in the building with Lamar Jackson. You're not in the building with a team who might be looking for a quarterback soon. You're in a building with Lamar Jackson. I think if there's any situation for him to be humbled, this is that situation.
You know what he is? He's going to be one of those dudes that's a preseason killer where he just puts up all these numbers. Because, again, with his ability to take off and create time, he looks like one of those guys to be perfect for it. In the regular season, I'm interested to see like where he ends up if it does, in fact, end up being Baltimore and what his career looks like.
I think he'll end up on our practice squad. Because when you go undrafted and you get put on a practice squad, I don't see anybody going to snatching you off the practice squad because they need a quarterback.
Yeah, maybe.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know. Like, we've seen stranger things happen with people getting picked off the practice squad. And I think the Ravens are one of those teams that get looked at more than most because of how they draft.
We picked up another quarterback, too, for practice squad.
The kid from UConn?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yep.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I like them going that route. Don't draft the quarterback. You know, nowadays, if your starting quarterback is not playing, you ain't going nowhere anyway. Why are you if you're not drafting your future quarterback or your next quarterback to start, then why are you drafting one? 410-583-1057 is the number. What was the Ravens' most impressive pick? We'll examine that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, your thoughts on the entire 2026 draft for the Baltimore Ravens. We had round one on Friday when we came back. We're going to look at the rest of the draft. I want to hear from you. Up next on The Fan.
If you're thinking about it.
Every day.
We're talking about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
105.7 The Fan. From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. In the Timonium area, West Seminary Avenue is shut down in both directions, eastbound and westbound, between Thornton Road and Country Brook Way due to a utility problem. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good, no problems. The outer loop, no accidents either. It's running smoothly. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
The Big Bad Morning Show is sponsored by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
It's 6:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Baltimore Ravens draft is in the books. Jeremy Kahn, your thoughts on the Ravens draft?
I guess the first thought would be maybe they know something a little bit more about center than we do, whether it's a vet that's getting cut or someone in-house. Because I think we were all sitting there maybe on day two going, okay, is this it? Nope. All right, is this one it? I'll tell you this much, though. Hearing the phone call, even though he said, let's get it about 70 times the defensive end coming in and out of Missouri, it seemed like that's a mentor guy, the same way that the cornerback does.
Talking about David Beasley? No, Missouri.
Missouri, the pass rusher. Yeah. And then on top of it.
Zion Young.
Zion. Because he kept saying Zy. So, look, the other part of this is the wide receivers they got. And one thing I want to point out, you know, there's some people going, oh, I was reading up on Jacoby Lane, and it says he makes contested catches, but he doesn't create a lot of separation. Fine. Okay. And then you add in Elijah Surratt, who was the most vet receiver. People wanted to talk about Cooper. Yeah. I really like Surratt.
Yeah.
I think Surratt's going to play a long time in this league. I don't know if he's going to end up being like an Allen Robinson type, or if he's going to do something else. I hate comparing him to certain guys like that because he was a later
round pick. I like Allen Robinson. I do.
But
I wouldn't have gotten that one, but I like that.
But in this Sean Payton, Ben Johnson, Declan Doyle type offense, they do an unbelievable job of getting guys in space and letting them make plays. And when you get a guy like a Jacoby Lane, he kind of recreates a younger version of what you had for D-Hop this year, because now you have a red zone threat of a guy that can make contested catches. And people talk about Lamar and his ability to get the ball to him and the catch radius that guys have. This should make it a little bit easier on him. And then on top of it, the tight end they got out of SMU, I know people are going to look at it. I mean, SMU had a running quarterback that, I mean, he threw a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Some interesting pass catchers, but I think he's a very intriguing prospect to go along with it.
I like Chandler Rivers. I know, a different side of the football. I like Chandler Rivers, the cornerback out of Duke. Mm-hmm. I think he could have a role with this team. Maybe late year one, definitely year two. I like that pickup on defense. Josh Corvus, what do you think about him? Tight end out of Alabama.
I mean, look, they got two tight ends, and Quavis is it's a big dude, right? Like, I feel like you can probably bring him in.
6'3", 245.
Yeah, so, like, is he more of a blocking tight end? Because the hard part is, if you looked at Alabama, there were so many mouths to feed that I don't know that some of these guys really got the type of looks they did, and we know what?
You see, a lot of mouths.
Yeah, and with Ozzie and his connection to Alabama, the same way that, you know, I thought it was interesting when they were talking about Clemson and drafting Adam Randall, who, by the way, was Steve Bisciotti's pick. Did you read about this?
Yeah.
So Bisciotti, they were talking about how he was friends with Dabo, and he kept talking, and he goes, I want to make a pick, and he wanted Adam Randall. If you guys haven't watched Randall does a little bit of everything, and I feel like he's going to fit into this Declan Doyle offense very well.
What round was that?
Five.
The owner wants to make a pick. Round five. He's not asking for you to make your first round pick. I want to make a pick. We're in round five. All right, who you want?
Jerry Jones said, I'd like to make this pick too. You made all of them, you jackass. You made all of them.
The first tight end that got, though, out of SMU, you said you do like him, though.
Yes, Matthew Hibner.
Is he more the pass receiving type, you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to fit into that mold. I think, look, when you start looking at these middle round tight ends, and Mark Andrews was a guy that I was surprised that slipped as far as he did when he came out. Same thing with Jason Witten out of Tennessee. I'm like, this guy's not a third or fourth round pick. This is a first round pick. I'm not saying that with Hibner, but there was a lot of tight ends.
Do you know that, I mean, it all has tie ins. You know, Hibner started off at Michigan.
I did not know that.
Yes, he started off. This all has tie. If you look at these draft picks, they all have some kind of connection, some kind of tie-in. Oh. He started off, I think he played like 3 years at Michigan.
Did you check out?
He's a red shirt first and then kind of worked his way up and played, eight games on special teams. And he played 13 games as a reserve and on special teams. Then he played 7 games as a reserve and on special teams. I guess he got tired of that. And he got out of there and he played 14 games with 8 starts when he left. And he was last year honorable mention All-ACC, played in all 13 games with 12 starts, 31 receptions, 4 touchdowns, 436 yards receiving.
Who's the kid that the Ravens got from, was it the Penn State linebacker, was the captain on the team? And, I mean, for anybody, the first name you recognize is Ladarius Webb Jr. I don't know if anybody knows who he is. As the Ravens picked him up, where was the linebacker from Penn State? They were talking about what a great special teams player he was. He was a captain.
The Ravens picked up?
As an undrafted.
Undrafted, player. Okay.
Yeah. I was reading about him this weekend. Maybe I got it wrong, but I'll find it.
Yeah, but there are a lot of tie-ins and relationships in these drafts.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, once you... Even now, as you talked about, players that are switching schools, and we're going to see this year after year... there are guys that don't want to come to the NFL because they can make more money in college.
Uh-huh.
That's a weird thing to even say out loud.
Someone said to me, the Elijah Surratt, you know that's a tie-in. He played at St. Francis. I said, yeah, of Pennsylvania University, not St. Francis Academy.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. He has a very interesting track. He was St. Francis to James Madison to Indiana. How old is he? Is he like one of the 30-year-olds that played in Indiana?
72. I don't know. Who knows?
Indiana had a lot of upper 25 guys, man.
They did. I mean, that was like
grown-ass men.
BYU East. They did. Like, they took a lot of guys in the transfer portal, and it's like their coach has an idea of what his system is and who fits it well. And watch, they're going to do it again this year. Where's the quarterback that's transferring in for Indiana from some other school? It's going
to
happen.
So that's how he's going to build it? He's going to constantly build it that way? Let me explain to you folks. As a high school coach, I know it's a different sport. It's tough on seniors, high school seniors, because a lot of schools are now building through the portal. I had more coaches call me, Jeremy. Well, I'm not going to say more. I had a lot of coaches call me late in the game about, do you know anybody that's transferring? Any of your kids that went to college before transferring? I'm like, no, not that I know of. And then later on, a couple of them were looking to transfer. So you got now, as a high school coach, you get calls from college coaches, not only for the kids that are on your roster now.
Ones that were before.
But the kids that were on your roster 2 years ago. Like, are you still in contact with them? Well, yeah, I still talk
to them. Let that be a note to some of these kids. Make sure you leave on good terms.
Well, there's a kid of mine that played for me my last year at Mount Carmel, and I got 3 calls for her over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the only, we're on great terms. I love her. I love her family, great family. But my point is, it's tougher and tougher on high school athletes. It's getting to the point now, if you don't have upwards of 3-4 stars, man, well, you might go to JUCO or go a division down and hope to transfer your way up.
So, by the way, the guy I was thinking of was Dom DeLuca, the linebacker out of Penn State. I was reading up on him about how great of a special teams player he is, and he became a captain after being,
right,
you know, I don't think he was widely recruited, but kind of, you know, earned his stripes. The other thing I want to point out makes me really happy is I'm looking at all these undrafted free agents, and I think it'd put a smile on your face, too. Like, as soon as I read, Matthew McDoom, cornerback of Cincinnati, maybe going to the Ravens or interested in the Ravens, per Matt Zinitz. All these per Matt Zinitz as Matt's been blowing up, man.
That's our guy, man. 410-583-1057, that's the number. What's the biggest issue right now with the Orioles? Offense, defense, or can we throw in the hitting as well? It's been a problem. Seems like a rotisserie of problems, Jeremy Cohn. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, we want to hear from you. Your thoughts on the 2026 Baltimore Ravens draft. You were watching it. Some of you watched like every minute of it. I know a couple of people personally. Your opinion, your thoughts on the draft up next on The Fan.
Got a hot take? The Plaza Ford text line. 410-583-1057.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan. From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. In the Timonium area, West Seminary Avenue is shut down in both directions, eastbound and westbound, between Thornton Road and Country Brook Way due to a utility problem. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good, no problems. The outer loop, no accidents either. It's running smoothly. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Sunday afternoon at the Yard, another frustrating loss for the O's.
Here's the 0-2. There will be no balls tonight. A 7-pitch, 7-strike inning, and the Red Sox, under interim manager Chad Tracy and with a gutted staff, beat the Orioles 5-3 in this rubber game.
The final call from Kevin Brown on Madison. Samuel Basayo strikes out to end it as Boston beats Baltimore 5-3, taking the 3-game set. Bird starter Kyle Bradish with another up-and-down performance. He'd give up 3 earned runs in 5 innings of work, but also walk 4, with his record falling to 1-3 on the season. The Baltimore offense didn't do much to support Bradish as they struggled against Boston starter Connelly Early. Early would pitch 6 2/3 before hit ball, giving up just a pair of earned runs in the form of solo homers from Sam Basayo and Gunnar Henderson. The O's are now 13-15 on the season. They'll lick their wounds today before welcoming the Astros to Baltimore for a 3-game series starting Tuesday evening. Your Monday forecast from the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 70. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Jerry's Home Services. Jerry's Home Services is the choice of Maryland homeowners with an impeccable industry reputation. Just ask Jerry's for a fast, free estimate by calling 410-766-6800 or visit jerrysiding.com. I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens, Terps, and you're home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. The Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Real quick, moving back, Jeremy, I misspoke. I said Cracker Barrel, they had turnip greens, not collards. And the difference is collard greens have more nutritional value.
Okay.
That's the difference between the two. I like both, but I just didn't want to mislead people. It's turnip greens, not collards. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Your thoughts on the Baltimore Ravens 2026 draft. And just to recap for you, in the first round, they picked the guard. How you pronounce his name again?
Luani,
out of Penn State. Second round, they got Zion Young, the edge rusher from Mizzou. Third round, Jacoby Lane, wide receiver out of USC. Fourth round, Elijah Surratt, another wide receiver, this one out of Indiana. Also third round, Matthew Hibner, tight end out of SMU. Fifth round, Chandler Rivers, a cornerback out of Duke. I like that pick. And also Josh Cuevas, tight end out of Alabama, and Adam Randall, running back out of that school on a dirt road in South Carolina. Was that the name of that school?
Clemson.
Yeah, you go. Sixth round, Ryan Eckley, a punter.
Oh, did you guys watch those?
Out of Michigan State. I did. Yeah. He has to go through an interview with me.
Get your whistle wet.
Yeah. And Rayshon Benny in the seventh round, defensive tackle out of Michigan. And Evan Bierstein.
Yeah.
A guard out of Northwestern. That's the entire draft for the Baltimore Ravens. Several free agents as well. Your thoughts? 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Chris in Harford County. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. My favorite pick was definitely Surratt in the fourth round. I couldn't believe he was still there. I mean, you look back at Mendoza highlights, he's all over him. You look back at highlights from JMU, he's all over him. And he's got to tip his hat to
Cignetti
because he wouldn't be drafted if he would stay the JMU.
Yeah, he went with him. So Cignetti has to love him. So he kept him by his side. Do you like that pick?
I like Elijah Surratt a lot. I was, I think Omar Cooper Jr., the other wide receiver, I mean, there were like three or four wide receivers there. And then there was the kid Nowakowski, too, the tight end. Like they rotated guys in and out. There were plenty of mouths to feed. And I always felt like Surratt was the go-to guy whenever it was third down and they were in trouble. Just a big-bodied guy that has a great range to catch footballs. And I think he's a decent route runner. So I think it's a nice fit. I'm always intrigued. And I tell people this. So you go back and look at what the Bears did. They drafted Luther Burden.
Right.
And if you followed Luther Burden in college, you know he's a good player, but they saw something different. He came in and he was so good right away that it allowed them, they were going to move on from DJ Moore at some point, and they got offered a pretty damn good deal. And they're like, well, we got this guy who's going to play more. Why don't we go this route?
It allowed it not to be a tough decision.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you have that player that you think it's time to move on from, and because you don't already have his replacement, you kind of look at things a little differently.
Like,
they became unattached because they already had his replacement.
I was reading about the Duke corner, and they said that's a mentor pick right
like
there.
Him.
That's
like
a
him.
Mentor
I'm
cornerback.
Telling you, I yeah. like him. Saw him in college a little bit, saw his highlights, read up on him a little bit, because when I was one of the positions that I wanted for the Ravens was corner, and his name kept jumping off the page to me. I like him. And when I saw him still there, thinking there's no way, they got him. Mm-hmm. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up,
Hello?
Trippy?
You talking about linebackers, boy. You kept saying you wanted a linebacker. Hello. Oh, my bad. What's up with y'all?
What's up?
I like the draft, man. Them two wide receivers we got just made me more happier. That means Rashad Bateman counts your days, because guess what? If you don't show up this year, you definitely ought to change. You might be gone before the trade deadline. So you better step up, because I like that boy from St. Francis. He's tough. You see how he catch that ball? You can't tell me he don't want to come and play for the Ravens, him and Lane. You hear what they said? Man, I would love to play for Lamar. But anyway.
I think everybody would.
My kid, the kid Zion Young, man, he a dog, man. What I say last week, I don't care who the Ravens play, I mean draft, just give us somebody that play like a Raven. You just hear I say, you heard what he said to Charles Walker too, man. I don't think people know. He said, yeah, man, put both your earphones in. Put both your earphones in. But other than that, that was good, man. And I just want to say this one time, man. The Orioles suck, man. The Orioles suck, Rob. Stop babying them up now, man. They suck, man. They need 17.
Oh. Hello? Hello? What happened there?
Stop babying them up. We haven't discussed Orioles. And I teased, what's the biggest issue? Because they have so many. What's babying them up?
You got to stop, man.
What's babying them up? Let's go to Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Ray.
What's up,
hey,
man?
That was quick. That was quick. I was listening. I said, what happened to fast?
No, it just does, hey, he does no, too hey, much. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Rob, real fast, right? Look, check this. Let me ask you a question, right?
Uh-huh.
No. Hey, Rob, hey, when you draft tight end, hey, I'm trying to understand this, right? So when you draft tight ends,
which I understand
Rob,
too.
Hold on, real fast. No, when you draft tight ends, Rob, why does they say, "Oh, when you draft a tight end, he got to be a block"? Hey, I thought when you draft you're not a receiver, but you're a tight end, right? Well, look, but you're supposed to catch the ball. Why the first thing they say is a blocker? The Travis catches and the Mark Andrews, they wasn't blocking tight ends, but they was great tight ends, right? Right, but why do you draft a tight end, and the first thing you say, oh, he got to be a good blocking tight end, and you drafting a guy, hey, hold up, real fast, hey, Rob, before they let Lindenbaum go, right,
uh-huh.
Why they were trying to do so much to keep him, but then you don't draft a center, but then you say we might have somebody on the team. I mean, can you help me understand this center situation with them, because they had 11 opportunities to go get one, but they passed up. So who you think on the team right now can play center, Rob?
I don't think no one on the team right now, anyone can play center. Let me answer the first question. They draft receiving tight ends, draft or sign receiving tight ends, and they also always have a blocking tight end. I don't know about every team, but that's kind of the Ravens' MO.
Yeah, I mean,
they have two receivers and a blocking tight end. They've always had that.
If you're going to run 22 personnel or 12 personnel, which means you're going to have two tight ends on the field, you'd like one of them to be a blocking tight end. People would talk about Charlie Kohler not being able to get in the end zone for all those years, and then he finally, was it him or was it, no, was it the other tight end? Ben, the one that got suspended from Delaware. But again, you look at some of these guys, and they've had the best blocking tight ends here in Baltimore for a long period of time. Did they find another one? And you're going to need one of those. It doesn't mean they won't go out and catch passes, but they help so much in the running game too, because you have to defend them because it's an eligible pass catcher.
You got to have both. It's like wide receivers. You have different types of wide receivers. Everybody on the team, every wide receiver on the team does not do the same thing. Same thing with tight ends. You got to have a guy. I think you're negligent if you don't have a tight end who's a glorified offensive lineman. I also think you're negligent if you don't have a tight end who's a glorified wide receiver. I think I have both. And the Ravens, they have a traditional tight end also in Mark Andrews. I mean, tight ends are very, very diverse, like wide receivers, like running backs. So I don't think that's anything out of the ordinary. As far as center is concerned, I don't know what their draft board looked like, Jeremy. Maybe there wasn't that guy that they felt like was appropriate for either one of the draft spots. Do you have the undrafted list in front of you? Is there a center on that? I can't remember.
I don't know that you can go to that and say, okay, this is because it's an undrafted center.
No, he asked what on a roster. I'm just saying I don't know what's on a roster. I don't think there's a center on the roster. They may go, you know, via free agent. They may go street free agent. I don't know.
They did say something weird about Ioane too. Like, he had played some center. They threw that in. I don't think he's playing center at all. But remember, they signed the kid from the Colts who doesn't have a lot of starts in this league or a lot of games played. Okay. But they signed him. They must either know that someone's getting released, that there's going to be something out there, have some sort of deal, or really like something they have in house and think they can move forward with it. Because that's the only explanation to me to not draft one at all. And I know, look, some people can go to their last pick and go, that guy's an interior offensive lineman. He could play. Okay.
We all have our favorite picks. What was the most impressive picks? You can tell us at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, what's the biggest issue for the Baltimore Orioles? Pitching and defense, we've been talking about. But maybe you want to throw hitting in there as well. The offense has not been that great either. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
The teams you grew up with.
Ravens are world champions.
Are the ones you still love today. 105.7 The Fan. This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The standoff between the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk isn't ending anytime soon. The Niners want something in return for him. I figured after the NFL draft they'd relent and let him go. It was the opposite. John Lynch says they're still taking calls. This feels like it could be the crumbling of the Niners. Not that they need to bend the knee to a disgruntled player, but holding a player hostage doesn't do a whole lot of good. It doesn't help winning. It just feels petty from Dende.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning in Howard County, I-70 eastbound, right at exit 80, that's Sykesville Road. An accident has two right lanes and the right shoulder blocked. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good. The outer loop slow at Liberty Road. West Seminary Avenue in Timonium is shut down in both directions, eastbound and westbound, between Thornton Road and Country Brook Way due to a utility problem. Also, 895 southbound, you're on the brakes, Eastern Avenue through the Harbor Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
Update from the Yard is sponsored by Farnan and Dermer. Beat the summer heat. Call the comfort guys at Farnan and Dermer for their $89 precision tune-up to make sure your system is in tip-top shape. Call 410-367-7777.
In the air to right field. That ball is headed for the flag court.
On 105.7, The Fan.
I know we have a lot of guys that are swinging it right now, and I'll like take some of the responsibility. I hadn't really been getting on base for the guys behind me, and I feel like being able to do that, I just got to keep working my butt off. So like take some of the responsibility for that. But as a team perspective, I just feel like keep stringing good at bats together. I feel like that's the name of it, is just keep getting on base and obviously give yourself opportunities to score early, and we know the pitchers will have our back.
Gunnar Henderson yesterday, 2-for-4. He did hit a home run, his 9th of the year. Also, Samuel Basayo, his 5th home run. Both home runs by both lefties, lefty on lefty. I guess you can hang your hat on that.
Yeah.
Do you think offense gets better?
I do.
You think the pitching has the resume to get better?
Yeah, it should. I mean, it's concerning that your top two guys aren't pitching the way that you'd expect. I don't know what the deal is. Trevor Rogers gets two strikes on somebody so easily, and I can't get figure out how to get that last one.
You think the defense gets better?
No.
That's why I think the biggest problem on this team is the defense. We've seen two balls that should have been caught that were played in the triples. I told you 2 weeks ago, when people say Jeremiah Jackson's better at second base than you thought, it's because you're looking at errors. He doesn't play well going to his right, and you're seeing that more and more and more now. The error that he made the other day, going to his right, fumbled the ball. The error that he made coming in was going to his right, fumbling the ball. He does not, if you look at Gunnar Henderson now shades more, a little bit more towards the middle, which now leaving more room on the left side.
Yeah.
How many hits do you see over the weekend that were little bloops going down third base side? Because now everybody has to shade over a little bit because of the deficiency there. I don't think you have a center fielder other than Leody Tavares, but is he an everyday player? I don't see the defense getting any better. And that's what concerned me in spring training or before spring training. And that still concerns me now because I don't see
how it changes.
No, I don't.
I mean, outside of making a move or like even getting healthy, is Jackson Holliday, like, is it that far of an upgrade if he comes back over what you have at Jackson at second base? And I think it's an upgrade. Don't get me wrong. But does that all of a sudden change what the outfield looks like? And if Westberg came back, does it change what they're, you know, like, again, you can't expect any of this stuff. So
I think all of those things have to happen. I think Westberg has to come back to third. I think Gunnar Henderson, I mean, Jackson Holliday has to go back to second. Does that make the infield better? Yes. But I still don't like the outfield defense. He had a ball yesterday. They called a triple. Dylan Beaver's got to stop that ball before it gets to the wall.
I think that's a tough one, though. It looked like it was, it looked like he didn't see it. I mean, because he overran it where you're looking back going, the hell is that? I thought it was gone. The one, is that the one you're talking about?
No. I'm talking about the one that hit in the gap. He tried to get to the gap.
No.
And it went by him.
I'm talking about the triple. That was Taylor Ward, wasn't it? In left field?
Yeah, but it was also a triple by Dylan Beavers. Mm-hmm. It got by him. Ended up being in, and the whole inning continues because of that. I think you have hitters with resumes. They're going to hit. You have pitchers with resumes. They're going to pitch.
It's not just that, too. It's like, so yesterday you had what should have been a double play. Gunnar Henderson, balls hit hard at him. He drops it, goes to pick it up, step on second. And it's a routine double play that we've seen shortstops make, step on the bag and throw over there. But because he dropped the ball and you have a fast runner in Duren going down the base, he wasn't able to get him.
Put him down.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, those are, when you have games like this and you have pitchers that are clearly laboring, like Bradish yesterday was laboring. And just didn't get it done. The same thing with Trevor Rogers. Like, Rogers has had this one bad inning, it seems like, every single, his past three games. He's got to figure out how to punch these guys out.
Four stolen bases, too, by the Boston Red Sox yesterday. Four. One game. Again, Jeremy, hitters are going to hit. Pitchers going to pitch. This defense scared me in February, and it scares me as we get closer to May. That's the one part of this team that I don't know if it can improve. What? And don't tell me practice. You can go out there and practice all you want. Some cats got it, some cats don't. You know what I mean? You may work your way from being a liability to not a liability, but does that mean you're a plus defender? How many plus defenders on this team? First base?
He's a plus defender. Okay, no.
Okay, second base?
No.
Shortstop?
I think he can be.
Okay, but... third base?
Are we saying Westberg or no?
He hadn't played.
Okay, no.
Left field?
No.
Center field?
No.
Right field?
No.
Behind the plate?
I think that's the only spot I'd even tip the cap to is I think Adley's better than we give him credit for. Besides,
so you have nine defenders. You have two that you say one could be and one is better than we think. You haven't given me a definite yes yet.
If Tavares is your everyday center fielder, I think you're plus there, but you don't want that because it's even though he's hitting now, yeah, if he becomes your everyday guy, then what does that mean for some of the other young outfielders you have?
So let's go. If they're not plus, then the next possibility is average. First base.
Average.
Second base.
No.
You said shortstoppers could be plus. Third base.
No.
Left field.
I'd say average. I think Taylor Ward's average.
I disagree. Okay. Center field.
Is it Tavares? I'd say he's average. That's fine.
So we don't have a center fielder. You want to go Tavares? Let's go. Yeah, okay. Right field.
Tyler O'Neill is average. I don't know about anybody else. By the way, I was thinking about general soreness after Giancarlo Stanton got hurt, or also known as Major Pain. Do those guys meet up in the offseason? Sir! Not reporting for duty, sir. Unbelievable. Did you see Jacob Calvin Meyer's list of the Orioles have some of the best candidates for worst losses of the season? Blown lead, pitcher errors versus the Pirates. You were there for that. Nearly no hit versus the Guardians. 16 strikeouts versus the Guardians. 17-1 loss to the Red Sox. And then the 5-3 loss to the Red Sox the day after Boston fired Alex Cora. And look, people do this all the time where it's like, oh, they just fired their manager. You got to get this team because they're down. Sometimes.
This mark.
It is. Sometimes guys are sitting there going, well, hell, man, we ain't got anything. Let's just go out and play because I don't want to be the next guy that's gone.
Exactly. Whether you like the manager or not, you don't want to be the guy that's gone. Ed Norris, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Nothing much, my friend. I'll ask you the same question. You think offense for the Orioles has the capability of getting better?
Yeah, a lot better.
You think the pitching has the resume to be better?
Yeah.
You think the defense gets better?
Mm.
Exactly. I think the biggest problem on this baseball team is the defense. Everybody else,
it's clear, yeah.
Everybody else has a resume. Yep. Defense does not. At all.
Yeah. And we saw how many runs that the defense gave up and hurt the pitching staff in that thing Jeremy sent like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday, pretty clear.
Yesterday, I heard him too, man. He played, how you play a ball to the gap into a triple?
This might surprise you guys, but I don't like the D.
That does surprise me. Yeah. That's shocker. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday to you.
With players returning from the injured list, do we keep players like Jackson and Tavares in the lineup? Mm. And you guys have a wonderful day.
That's a good question. You too. I think Jeremiah Jackson, I said it before, he has to get 10 at-bats a week, 10 plate appearances a week.
He better be ready to play third base some.
Yeah. I don't know about Tavares. Well, who's coming back for Tavares? Tavares not impacted by people coming back.
No,
the infielders.
I don't think Tavares would be impacted. I mean, Tyler O'Neill's back, but that's not changing what he does in center. I think Jeremiah Jackson better be ready to play a lot of third base if he's swinging the bat the way he's swinging it.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 7:45, but on the other side, what was the most impressive pick for the Baltimore Ravens? We'll weigh in, but we want to hear from you too. 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
What happens next happens here. Baltimore Sports Radio.
That ball is out of here.
105.7, The Fan.
Order like a pro and download the McDonald's app today. What are you waiting for? The McDonald's app has so many different privileges for you. You can order your favorites ahead of time, save money with app-exclusive deals, earn free food, and get your favorites delivered with McDelivery. So many different things you can use the McDonald's app for. So download the McDonald's app today. It's deliciousness at your fingertips, so stop wasting time and order from the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born. Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.